views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
Here we are, because yes. What's going on? We're flying high.
We are flying high.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, all of you over at Facebook, welcome. Very cool stuff going on right now. This is Laura Meeks, and I get to hang out with her to do this show. Today, we're going to talk about what it means to fly high with major transformation.
With major transformation.
Major. You know, one of the things that I'm looking at is, and let's just put this in perspective for a minute, if we could. What is representative of major transformation? Okay. So all you need to do is take a look at the headlines, and it doesn't matter what you're looking at. I'm not talking about politics, although you could.
Or we could.
But if you look at headlines now, you're seeing major transformation all over the world. You know, everything from unions and what they mean, from countries doing something completely different with their economy. Major. This is major transformation. But what about us as individuals? Are we even capable, or do we qualify for major transformation? So by the end of today's show, not only are you going to see that we qualify for major transformation, but more importantly, it's essential in our evolution as human beings. And so we're going to take a look at the year that we have spent with Laura Meeks and Fly High Living. We're going to take a look at snapshot and take a look at what it's been like, how you go from where you were to where you are. Laura, you're a coach, you're a speaker, you're a radio show host. This is a look back at the year. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I'm glad we started out this way with major transformation, because really, it's interesting to me in that I grew up through, as did you, the 60s and 70s. And often I have a discussion with my kids about major transformation and the fact that what they're perceiving now in the land that we are in 2019 is their land of major transformation. Yet all generations go through a series of major transformations. And so I think it's really interesting, having lived the small portion of life that I have lived, that this major transformation is being perceived in many different ways. And you're absolutely right. I have made a major transformation, not only in my life, but in the last year. And in the last year, you know, a year ago, you and I were talking about building a platform and creating a place for us to share with our audience the idea that change is something that happens. It is something that we all go through all the time. In fact, I would dare say that if you find yourself not making changes, that you're probably on an interestingly static path. And to tie this into Fly High Living, it's interesting. You know, a year ago we really started hard on connecting the dots of what Fly High Living means to people. And I had this thought as we were preparing for the show. Change is so important, and in flying. So Fly High Living, you know, as you and I have talked a number of times, my background is in flying. I flew for the United States Air Force. I still fly gliders today. And I love every aspect of flying, especially the visual part. But one of the things that I found interesting was the lessons that are occurring in in flight. And one of the things that I found in an interesting analogy was gliding, in that in gliding, you are looking for change. And you're either rising or you're falling. Those are the those are your two conditions when you're in glider flight, is you're either climbing or you're falling. And so if you are in a position, as you're listening to us right now, where you feel like you're falling, that's not necessarily a bad spot to be, but it just means that what you're looking for is you're looking to drive around and find those changes that you can make. And truthfully, we've made some incredibly great changes. The things that we've done in our radio show have been great. Not only have I done this radio show, I had for a while a local radio show every day, and a chance to share with people the ideas that I have crafted up over the years and all my fun flying analogies. So there is a lot to look back at in this year that we have spent together in being on this radio show and bringing ideas, new ideas to people, because a lot of my mission is about helping tens of thousands of people bring their unique gift to this world. And in the process, you and I have spent a lot of time, and I don't know if you want to go down that road, of the things that we have tried to craft up.
Well, I think what's important is to really take a snapshot in time and really look at it. Because if you go back a year, Fly High Living didn't exist. So let's just start with that. Because anybody that is in the arena of media of any kind, and you look at the evolution of an individual and their passion and their purpose and what they want to bring into the world, what you're really struck by is you and I show up and we are presenting to the world Fly High Living, right? A fabulous coaching program, you know, lifetime of study that you've done, Laura, about this. Not only that, you're a certified coach and you're certified in many, many ways. But more importantly, it's your life experience that literally sets the bar at a different level. But a year ago, and I'd say borderline a year ago, Fly High Living didn't exist. So what does major transformation mean? Well, for some people, it means losing weight. And in the case of my sister, my sister battled with weight issues all of her life, battled. And so for my sister to lose 10 pounds, it was major transformation. So the show and what we're talking about today is done without judgment. And I think it's important to talk about that, Laura, because major transformation is for each and every one of us to define.
Oh, I would wholeheartedly agree. You know, it's so interesting that you know, as I've gone through life and lived through the experiences, very often we are looking for the Mount Everest. You know, we're looking to be, you know, the $1 million company. We're looking to be, you know, to lose 100 pounds. We're looking for these incredible changes, and often we hold up people who have gone through incredible change as a good example. And I think the example is true. And I've had my own major transformations, and we'll talk about that. But it is absolutely true. Is major is a relative term depending on who you are. And absolutely, for some people, getting up and out of bed and off to work could, depending on the challenges, the physical challenges that you're facing, could be a major transformation. Being happy for 3 days in a row might be a major transformation for you. It really depends on what you personally are trying to achieve. And to me, the good news is this, because I've done, I think like everybody, you make small incremental changes, and truly the Mount Everest is climbed one step at a time. And so for everybody, whatever the changes that you're making now, I love this analogy, a story of Mary Morrissey and I think it was Jack Canfield were climbing a mountain in Northern California, and they were going up to see a lake. And Jack was ahead of Mary by, 10, 15 yards. And he gets to the crest of a hill and says, "Oh, you should see this, the incredible lake in front of me." And she's looking at dirt. She says, "I just don't see it." It's like, "Well, I know you have to come up here. you have to take about another 15 steps to see. And once you get there, then, oh my gosh, look at what you can see." And I'm sure in everybody's life, the beauty of taking those 15 steps and going to see the lake is, wow, I can see the lake. But then you're at a new higher vibration level. And then the next quest is, what's your next major transformation? Maybe you lose 10 pounds was an incredible deal for you. And then what's next? What's your next job? What's your next relationship? What's your next health goal? What is your next vocational creativity goal? All of those come one step at a time.
And, right now, what we're seeing is people stepping out into the world in ways that they've not done before. And, that's part of what we're talking about today. We're talking about, look, what has happened during the past year? What is it that has changed? And, many of you know that we go from year to year, but there's something special about this year. Now, don't take my word for it. Ask other people. There is an energy, a life force. Of course, you've heard me talk about the fact that Jupiter has come home to Sagittarius and will be hanging out here for the next year. And so that's an energy. But regardless of that, there's something in the air, as a friend of mine just said. There's something in the air. When we come back, we're going to talk with Laura about what has happened. What has worked with Fly High Living, and what is the message, and what has that creative idea and genius, what has that now led to? So here's the thing I want to leave everybody with. Once you say yes to the energy of change, more change lines up for you to say yes to. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
See you back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, we are definitely back. Laura, look, how can people find out more about Fly High Living?
Hey, the easiest and quickest way, flyhighliving.com. It has direct connections, but should you want to talk to me personally, I will pick up the phone at 888-666-1570. Or you can email me if you're, you know, it's interesting. I grew up in the land of phone calls and like to talk to actual people.
Yeah, me too.
which I think is very useful. But there is a world out there that is kind of would like to get a touch, just a touch early. So if you want to email me first and test the waters, Laura, L-A-U-R-A at flyhighliving.com will get you right to my email. And me and my staff, you know, me.
I got it. Well, look, one of the things that we were talking about before the break was major transformation. And we're looking at the last year. One of the things I've learned is that, you know, time is a man-made, person-made, human-made thing. And the thing I love about us as human beings is we like to put boundaries on things. But in the realm of time, you know, to be able to launch a major brand and then to decide that I'm going to write a book about my life and my journey, that's a lot to happen in 1 year. We would consider that major transformation in it, without a doubt. But let's look back at the year. Share with us what the year has been like, the journey and the evolution of Fly High Living and Fly High Living as a coaching program.
I love how this starts, because I do think that the beginning is a key piece of this in anybody's journey. So I think that the instruction or the collaborative value of me telling the story and talking about how Fly High Living got started is because it's the start of everything that ever happens in anybody's life. Is first, you think of an idea. As we know, everything starts with a thought. Everything is, I love this statement, everything is created twice. So whether it's the blouse that I'm wearing or the glasses on my face, somebody had to think of that first. And so a year and some ago, we came up with the idea that we wanted to craft up a speaking platform to help people live a fly high life. So the process, and this I think is helpful to understand, the process involves the idea of coming up with a vision and thinking about what you like. And one of the things that you and I did that I think is probably the most helpful thing to anybody who wants to make a major transformation, and again, that's 10 pounds or, you know, whatever it is that you're working on, is that you need to figure out what it is that you like. What is it that you love about life? And one of the things that we did, and I'm going to tell everybody this, is go to Walmart and get some butcher paper, get a roll of butcher paper. We took out like a 4-foot section and pasted it on the wall. And we started with, you know, things that you love. What have you done in your life that you love? And through that process, and that was not a quick and easy process, but it's an important piece of figuring out who you are and what you like, is to pay attention to yourself and to write down literally what you like. And out of that, we realized that there are three pieces that were really key to my life and to my coaching. And that was that I love to dream. I love to vision what the future is going to be. I love putting effort and flying high. And I love to go out and have fun and have adventure. So we crafted up Fly High Living. That is nothing more probably than a statement of who I am and what I bring to the table. Dreaming, visioning, flying high, putting effort, doing the things that you love and living the life of adventure. And that started us down the path. And then I think the next piece that I would add into that, and I absolutely love the statement that inspiration without action is entertainment.
I thought it was perspiration. I thought it was perspiration, right? Well, it's the sweat that runs down your face from realizing that you're sitting on your dream without any action. And it's an anxiety attack that turns into perspiration, because how do I know this? I've been there.
Yeah.
I know what it's like.
As have I. And, yeah. You know, the part of the story of Fly High Living getting started is in the roller coaster of life. My wife, Annie, and I had built a multi-million dollar company. We were doing business literally all around the world when the recession hits, and all of our contracts were major U.S. federal government contracts, and they dried up. And a valley occurs. All of a sudden, you find yourself in a valley. And most people or many people can find themselves wallowing in the valley. But eventually, you have to stand up and say, okay, I'm in the valley. What am I going to do? You look for a vision, then you start taking action. And we did. And it was interesting because, Pat, you and I intersected after I had taken a number of steps. And I think that the next piece that's important is you got to take steps. That's why you can have inspiration. It's great to go to the movies or attend one of my seminars or something that gets you, you know, talks to Pat and you get all excited about everything. But if you don't turn that excitement into taking a step forward, then you've lost the value of that inspiration. And so you and I took some steps. I took a number of steps. We've been blogging. We've been on the radio in a number of different arenas locally and nationally. And we're working on another book. I originally wrote a book, Dream On, Timeless Strategies to Reignite Your Passion for Life. You need a passion. That's one way to do that. But all of that leading you to take some action. And I think where you're headed is that, yeah, a year ago, we put this idea together. The idea came into our head. This is what we want to do: speaking, teaching, and coaching, helping people bring their gift to the world. And then how do we do that? And you brainstorm ideas, and then you take those steps forward. You got to walk those 15 steps up to see the lake. That's where you're at.
Well, you know, let me ask you this question too, Laura, because, you know, part of this is, look, I've said this before, I have five coaches. So I have five people that I work with, and they all help me with different things. Because once upon a time, I discovered that I don't know everything, and I don't know how to do everything. And I don't even know what I don't know about things, right? And so I think when you experience being homeless, which I did at 17, there's something that you learn about the difference between independence as a value of high esteem and independence as a disvaluation that is ego-driven. And, you know, they're two very different energies. And so my life journey has always been, is how do I ask for help? Yet at the same time, how do I demonstrate that I have the ability to do most things on my own? And this is a dance. But when push comes to shove, asking for help could be one of the most difficult things any of us do. especially if we've had to fend for ourselves most of our lives. And I think what we're talking about, what Fly High Living does, it allows people to enter the arena of their dreams and the absolutely passion of their perspective, so that what they can do is step in to the initiation of an action, whatever that action is. And to do that with you, who has literally been at the very pinnacle of transformation.
Been to the top.
You've been to it. And so, you know, part of that is knowing that there's somebody that you can go to. I mean, what do you find and what have you found in terms of how people can accelerate from coaching?
Well, I know that we may be coming up on a break, but I do want to get this piece in, because this really came up recently with a woman that I was coaching. And I want to go back to the thing that you said before, because it's key to asking for help. She and I were sitting in my office, and we were discussing her situation. And she's very left brain, very checklist, very I got this going sort of person. And she, in out of frustration, said, "You know, I have done everything I can think of." And I had to stop and say, "Okay, so I want you to say that one more time." She goes, "Well, I've tried everything I can think of." And I said, "So do you hear what you're saying? You have tried everything you can think of. That's the problem. You and I only have so many thoughts in our head, and we have all these paradigms and all these things that block the road. And the value of connecting to someone else, and anybody that has been out on the road knows you got to have a map, you got to have some guidance, you got to collaborate with other people. And the problem is that you only can go as far as the things you can think of. And that's why we have mentors. That's why you have mentors. I have a number of mentors, you and Mary and others, that are absolutely people that give me new ideas, because you have to open yourself up to a world of new ideas. So that's why we have Fly High Living. That's why we have coaches and mentors, is to help you open yourself up to new ideas.
You know, it's interesting. This is the year, some people call it the year of truth. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And the reason we're going to talk about that is that, you know, I don't know about any of the listeners out there. Probably y'all out there don't do this. I'm pretty sure you don't lie to yourself. I'm sure that's just like me and Laura. Like, that just does, like, we're talking. But here's what I want to say. We're going to talk about the authentic self, but we're also going to talk about the fact that sometimes having a vision for your life that doesn't exist today is not a lie. Is it an authentic representation of the energy of intuitive visioning that carries you forward despite your current situation, despite the fact that you may not have money to pay your rent, despite the fact that you may not have the love of your life, despite the fact that you're worried about your children and the opioid addiction? I buried two sisters several years ago. But despite all of that, what we're going to talk about when you come back is the authentic self will help you rise up to a level that's unrecognizable. That's my word for this year. Join me and become unrecognizable. We'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425 425- 451-0404.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Fly like an eagle. No way.
Fly like an eagle. That's what we do. Fly high living. That's fly high living right
now. No, man, I don't want the balloons. I got to have a jet behind me. I'm like green on.
I don't have that screen yet. I'm working on the new screen.
I'm going to help you with the new screen. Laura Meeks.
The powerful jet screen. We are here.
Yeah, look, Laura, tell people how they can work with you, especially on Flight Plan for Life and some of the other cool things you've done. Phone number.
Yeah, a couple things. One is that the longer I do this, the more I realize that everybody needs a particular thing. And I've crafted a host of ideas and products that are hopefully useful. So one of the products that I really love is called Flight Plan for Life. It's four quick sessions, one a week, an hour a week with me personally on the phone, one-on-one, to build a written vision statement. So you can't really go, we're going to talk about vision here in a second. But you really can't go anywhere until you really know where you're doing. Flight, you know, this is the value of flying for a living. You just don't jump in an airplane and fly around. We go someplace. You got to plan out where you're going to go. So that's one thing that you can do. But we can do our hourly sessions. If you're in the Palm Springs area, I have a whole new couch in my office, a little space that we can be in. That's perfect. So we can do one-on-ones. So to get a hold of me, telephone, if you're brave enough to talk on the phone, 888-666-1570. And we'll post that afterwards as well. Laura at flyhighliving.com. If you would just want to touch base, email and set something up. Or just go to flyhighliving.com. There's a contact us page. And you can connect to me that way. So there's a lot of ways to connect to fly high living and to live the life that you're designed to fly. To fly high, live adventurously. That's what we're about.
Knock it out of the ballpark, basically, bam, what bam. We're talking about. Yeah. Look, one of the things that I know is that, first of all, Laura, let's just get on the table. We have the best listeners on the planet. I swear. And I just got to say to them, all of y'all listening, is I promise to do this year. I promise to get out and do more speaking, both locally and for those of you, I know a couple of you want me to come out to Pennsylvania. It's absolutely going to happen. There's no question. Yes, thing two, Benny, just so you know, crust busting is coming back. That is in the, there's no question.
It's in the works.
Okay. Let me go through the list because, Laura, this really talks to what you're saying, and then we're going to jump to it. Okay. Next is Dr. Darvish and I are going to be doing a new show together called Health Hit Radio. Why? Because I live with one foot in pop culture and the other foot in healing. And so Health Hit is going to bring you the hits for your health. Now, let's go on. New technology team rebuilding our entire network as we speak. Why? And why you, Laura, doing what you do? Here's why. People have asked us to do this, and our inner authentic selves has asked us to reply back in saying yes. Let's talk about that authentic Laura Meeks.
Hey, well, and you know, one of the journeys that I have been on, and anybody that's been around for a while realizes that I have done a number of big journeys, starting with flying airplanes and then building a business. But eventually, I made that change from Lawrence the pilot to Laura the life coach. And in the process, I think
love that.
The pictures are fabulous. I think that
I love it.
They're dramatic, and so much of that is is where we're going to integrate this story, this transformative story, which I call major transformation. Since I was a major in the Air Force, and I made a transformation, it is kind of a play on words. But the concept is that we all are transforming. This is Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking specifically to people about how they can make a transformation. And one of the things that I found very interesting in life is very often you're given the chance. You know, so often people talk about they feel like they need to drop the mask, that when they go to work, they're acting out the position. I had an interesting story when I was a kid. My cousin Peter was the guy to be. He was popular. He played guitar. He had funny jokes and everything about him just said, this guy is really successful. And so there was this time in my life where I, probably like most kids, I'm a teenager and I'm trying to be Peter. I'm trying to say the things that Peter says. I'm trying to be the thing that Peter wants or that Peter is, until my brother kind of slaps me upside the head and says, you know, what are you doing? You're not Peter. Peter's Peter and you're who you are. And I think one of the things that's so critical, and I learned this in my transformation from Lawrence to Laura, one of the things that I learned is the first thing that goes through your mind when that thought hits is, oh my God, this can't be true. Let's do anything else. Let's go this way. Let's go left. Let's go right. Let's go up. Let's go down. Something's got it. I'm not going that way. But you know, one of the things that I find so interesting is that when you're not you, when you are not your authentic self, it takes a huge amount of your energy just to keep on that other channel.
And Wait a minute. This morning, I heard an interesting phrase. Candor. So I'm watching the news.
Okay.
And so this McCabe dude apparently was called up for lack of candor. How do we know the word candor? First of all, anybody that's watched the pop movie, whatever that movie was, there was a faction called candor. In other words, it's truth.
It's true.
I study truth and you study truth.
And the truth.
Living in a false sense of ourselves, it's not just exhausting, it's daunting. It's literally exhausting. It is depressing. It is the absolute pinnacle of bottoming out, whether you're at work, whether you decide I'm going to buy a Honda instead of a Harley and you really wanted a Harley, or you wanted to buy a Honda instead of a Harley and you bought the Harley, whatever that is, it goes against your soul's grain.
It goes against your soul's grain.
That, isn't that what you're talking about, though?
That is absolutely what I'm talking about. It goes against the soul's grain. And one of the things that we will integrate, but I will agree with you 100%. So in the land of a gender transition, one of the things that I came across was in support groups, we met a large number of people that were attempting to do the same thing that Annie and I were doing. And one of the things that I can confirm with 100% is that when you bottle it up inside and you decide that you are not going to go with the flow and you are not going to bring out the authentic you, that leads to, I can't tell you the number of depressions and literal suicides.
Yeah.
People, it is so exhausting and so horrifying. That's not a real word. It is.
I like the word.
It's tough. It takes too much to do that. And one of the things that I would say, another word that I think is important, is liberating. It is liberating, absolutely liberating. When we crafted up Fly High Living and Dream On, Fly High, Live Adventurously, it was liberating. Everything that I was talking about fit into that thing, and it was liberating to be able to talk about it. It is and absolutely truthfully is liberating for me to engage people as Laura. It takes the energy that it took to be Lawrence the pilot was so
exhausting.
That's thank you. It's immobilizing.
Paralyzing. Right?
All of that.
Honestly, the times in my life when I haven't lived my authentic self, I broke out with acne. I mean,
the body is connected. Oh. We all know this. The body is connected to the mind. And when your mind is over there trying to be Peter or whatever it is that you're trying to avoid and not be yourself, that is exhausting. And you will exhaust yourself. And it manifests in thousands of different ways. Addictions of all sorts occur when you are trying to avoid the real you.
Yeah.
So if there was a message that I can bring clearly to the audience is that it is liberating to find the real you. Now that there are some skills. This is why we have mentors and coaches. There are definitively ways to bring that about that are less destructive than others. And I think that's sometimes helpful. One of the things that we're working on within telling the story of major transformation is sharing some of the paths that didn't work, not only for Annie and I, but for others, so that you can have a better chance of finding it. You know, when Lewis and Clark went across the country, they didn't just wander aimlessly across the United States. They took a guide with them who knew where the rivers and the passes were so that they didn't like stumble over a mountain and freeze to death. So the value is first recognizing, building a vision, figuring out what it is that you want to do. That's the power of Flight Plan for Life or any other vision building tool. And then getting some help to say, hey, I was thinking of going this way. It's like, let's see.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. We're going to skip the break, Benny and Carter and Kat. So I shared a couple of really interesting things yesterday on the show, and I've gotten a lot of emails about them, especially about my newly discovered Latino ancestry.
Which did you do the DNA thing? Is that what you did?
No. I was out with some friends up at Sleeping Lady, and one of my friends is a genealogy, and she said she was doing everybody's genealogy, yeah. And I didn't do mine because, like, what? I know. And she said, come on up here. Let me look you up. So here's this big screen, right?
Yeah, and so you're on. Oh, this is great.
And I said, don't bother looking up my father. I'd be like, enough with my father. Look up my mother, my birth mother. So she looks it up, and all of a sudden, my grandfather's born as a farmer, born in São Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing we're talking about. Just because we discover it doesn't mean we know what to do with it. See, that's why I love talking with you. Yeah, a friend of mine said to me this. You can't take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. There's no way that I could talk to the same group of people that you talk to about major transformation in the way you talk about it because I haven't done it.
Done it.
There's no way. Well, maybe you can. There's no way that you can talk to the group that I'm talking with about what the bleep it's like to be homeless, begging for money at the Port Authority.
Yeah.
But the point is this. You meet people where they are because of the depth and the breadth of what you've had to face in your authentic self. See, Laura, that's what I love about you. We know that the work that you bring, the coaching you bring, is so heart-centered, so felt from a place of compassion and empathy and smarts, that's your unique gift.
Well, and I do believe it is. This is my passion. This is my gift to the world, is to take the things that have happened and translate it into something that can help other people do that. And I will wholeheartedly say, I mean, correspondence course, when I was in the Air Force, everybody was thinking, well, you know, you don't have to go to class. You can just take correspondence courses and you can read all the books you want about flying an airplane. But I assure you, if you want to get in an airplane, you want to go with somebody who knows flying. We talk a lot about this, and I'll just go back to the difference between knowing and knowing about. There are a lot of people now that we have the internet, there are just infinite numbers of people that know about everything and anything. You can read about Buddhism. You can read about flying. You can read about transgender. You can read about all kinds of things, but actually having done it is a different thing. When you really know something versus know something about it, you want to fly with somebody who knows it. And you're right. I have made a major transformation. And in the process, you know, not only have I, but Annie and my family have made this transformation in a very positive way. Those of you who haven't heard the story, as this evolves, one of the things that you're going to find is that Annie and I chose a path, and there's a very important piece of the story that I think you need to be aware of is that when you're going to choose to make a change, then change happens to every one of us. When you're going to make a change, you have to choose a path that works for you. One of the stories that we tell is that when we were in support group, there was a very definitively known path in the world of gender transformation. And it started with couples had to get divorced. It was just the path. And we said, well, wait a sec. We don't want to get divorced. That's not our path. It's like, no, that's the path. You have to take the path. It's like, no, we don't have to take that path. I mean, that is the path that many people took. You know, you can go from here to LA on I-10. That's the path that many people take. But it's not the only path that you can take. And you have to take a path that works for you. And as Annie and I reveal our story, you know, the happy ending is we've been married 33 years. Our kids are happily ensconced with their dad, looking a little different. My family knows, my coworkers know, my coaching is thriving because I took a path that worked for me. And my goal is to help help people find the path that works for them. I have a lot of ideas. You have a lot of ideas. There are lots of ideas, but the value comes when you work with somebody and they're concerned about your path. What do you love to do? What do you want to do? I'm here to help you go in your direction. I know I'm getting clearer every day, and I will tell you, it's a joyful journey to continue. You know, I've gone the 15 steps up to see the lake, and now I'm, you know, 2,500 feet higher than that, only because I keep walking, I keep studying, I keep learning, and I keep growing. That's one of my five core values, is people grow, people need to grow, and I believe in growth. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where
Well, let me ask you, let's talk about this for a minute. I know we got like 2 minutes left. One of the things I love and that we're going to be talking about in future shows is the degree by which Fly High Living has a range of options for people. Everything from let's get started with Fly Plan for Life to if you move forward with Fly High Living, you can become a certified Fly High Living coach and go through the process, which includes working with you for a year, getting everything you've ever learned from people, and ending up in a retreat in Costa Rica or something.
Yeah. Well, in fact, the longer I live, the more adventures I have crafted up. And I want to emphasize that point. Yeah. I mean, depending on where you are and what you want to do, there are people out there that are struggling with survival and,
yes,
you know, making it, losing 10 pounds may be the major transformation. We'd love to help with that. There are also people that are on a higher vibration. People have done many things like I have done that are actually willing and able to invest in themselves and invest in knowledge. And you're right. I have a full year's worth of courses to end with an adventure. And now I haven't included skydiving in this, but it might.
I'm there.
Balloon flying. I just saw a thing in Oprah Magazine, 21 women, world record, vertically dropping, holding hands, 21 women together.
Wow.
Those are things that just, I want people to think not only of, you know, of what can happen now in this week and this month, but in 5 years, where could you be? You know, million selling book author. You could be with us, flying an airplane. I saw in Vegas, you can fly an extra 300, which is a high performance aerobatic airplane, through the canyons of Las Vegas and Lake Mead. It's like you want to do adventure some things, then there is no limit to what we mm-hmm. can craft up.
But I want to also mention that one of the things that Laura does so beautifully well is maybe you can't even contemplate thinking about an adventure. And so what she and I both know is that you take the next indicated step, whatever that is. And we're here to witness it and help you with that. I'm excited about what's going to happen this next year with Fly High Living with you, Laura. So thank you very much. I want to ask you one last thing.
Sure, absolutely.
Again, tell folks how they can find out more about you. Personal message. What would you like to leave everybody with?
Yeah, flyhighliving.com, Laura at flyhighliving.com, 888-666-1570. Absolutely connect with us. But honestly, if I had a message, I would say that happiness, I was toying with this idea. some people think that if you get the house, the car, the marriage, the whatever, that's where happiness comes from. One of the things that I know at my stage in living is that happiness is the thing you get first. You change your mind and change your thinking into happy thoughts, and then the rest follows that. So go out, be grateful for the things that you have. Be in the moment of today. I'm working a lot with people in Parkinson's, in the Parkinson's arena. And just read a thing this morning that it is about living in the moment. Be grateful for what you have right now. And then let's build a vision for the future. So be happy. Be happy.
You've been listening to The Laura Meek Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.